USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The State Department is denying reports of a prisoner swap with Iran. State Department spokesman Ned Price denied that any deal had been reached in a statement on Sunday, saying that the State Department would continue to work for the release of Americans detained in Iran. Iranian state TV announced Sunday that a deal had been reached for the release of four Americans in exchange for billions of dollars. And the White House says that it will begin talks with the World Trade Organization to find more ways to distribute COVID vaccines globally. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai will begin talks with waiving patent rules to allow more countries to produce generic versions of the shot, a major component of those discussions. Last week, the U.S. began sending more raw materials for the production of vaccine to India and authorized the release of 60 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine from a stockpile that had built up, while the company awaits an emergency use authorization from the FDA. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
A Colorado woman is dead after a bear attack. Jeremy Scott reports.
Authorities believe a woman was killed by a bear in southwestern Colorado. Her boyfriend found her body on Friday night.
Well, she was walking her dogs, and she did that sometime in the morning.
Jason Clay with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says people should expect bear activity to be picking up. Officials say they observed signs of consumption on the body, and there was bear scat and hair at the scene. A female black bear and two young bears were euthanized. There have been three prior fatal bear attacks in Colorado since 1971. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And at least three people are dead after a boat capsized Sunday off the coast of San Diego. Officials say the vessel hit a reef offshore and broke apart in bad weather. Rescuers say up to 30 people were aboard the boat and nearly two dozen were hospitalized. The Border Patrol says the boat was a smuggling vessel and that they've arrested the suspected operator. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A bipartisan bill to try to respond to the continued surge of illegal migrants at the southern border has begun working its way through Congress. The Bipartisan Border Solutions Act would add more processing facilities on the border, as well as provide the funding to staff them. Congressman Andy Biggs says that there are several more aspects of border security that should be nonpartisan. The Arizona Republican tells Fox News that he hopes the last few months have opened some eyes on the other side of the aisle.
There are some people on the other side that agree with me that the MPP was very, that Remain in Mexico policy was very, very effective. If you talk to Border Patrol agents, it was. And then the agreements with the Northern Triangle states, those were very effective. Those should be, that should be a nonpartisan issue. Yeah. The fence, I mean, I'm hearing from Democrats now, they want to complete the fence. They understand what's happening with regard to the fencing. And then one other thing you could do right now is move your immigration judges and leave out the amnesty backlog. Don't even worry about those because you have so many cases now. You can move those and deal with those, deal with the ones that are coming across right now. That's where we should be doing it.
And one of the largest soccer clubs in the world had their match Sunday postponed after their fans stormed their home field to protest the actions of its owner. Manchester United's Premier League match with Liverpool was called off after thousands of fans stormed the pitch and blocked access to the team's stadium, Old Trafford, demanding the current owners of the team, the Glazer family, sell the club. The Glazers, who also own the NFL's Tampa Bay Buccaneers, bought the club in 2005. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.